Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. A woman in England. Apparently the guy got drunk and fell asleep in the wrong house.
I hate when that happens.
There's some audio of the conversation.
Excuse me. Did you know you're in someone's house?
No.
Yeah, you're in our house.
Oh, sorry.
Were you drunk last night?
I was a little bit, yeah, and I was just trying to find my house.
Hold on.
All right, the music's distracting.
I know.
Well, you always have to put Baby Elephant Walk on when you're waking someone's drunk.
Yeah.
We think of a circus.
Actually, that's to the confusion.
That's actually Vince Neil's walk-up music.
Up a fist.
You got a fist. You got a guy with a tuba. Sorry, last play. You
all right. What's going on here? So she's waking him up.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. He's confused. And then she asked if he drank last night. And he said this.
Were you drunk last night?
I was a little bit, yeah, and I was just trying to find my house.
Wait, what?
I was a little bit, yeah. I was trying to find my house.
Right. Apparently his house was not right there.
Fail.
Where he took a nap. And wait, so he found his house.
My house was here last night.
Right, he thought, yeah, the house must have moved.
It's not my fault.
You know, you come to the house, it's all moving. Yep, exactly. It's the worst.
You're having a good time today.
I am.
Yeah.
I was a little bit, yeah, and I was just trying to find my house.
Whereabouts do you live?
Up in Hatfield.
Yeah, this isn't Hatfield.
Oh, gosh, where am I? Whereabouts am I?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry about that. Apologies, man.
Goodbye.
Wow.
Whereabouts am I?
Right. He was so polite about it.
Very polite.
We both were polite.
Yeah.
If you, have you ever had that much to drink where you thought you were in your house, but you weren't?
I thought my front lawn was the house, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yep. I also, the back of a vegetable truck was my house once.
Vegetable truck?
Yeah.
Was this 1932?
There was a vegetable truck parked in a farm behind this bar that it was at. And I remember going out there to take a leak, and I remember feeling a little sleepy, and I remember 6:30 in the morning in the back
like
of
a... L-E-E-K leak? Like the vegetable?
Like, no, take a leak, as in don't be an idiot. And
it was a vegetable joke.
And I ended up, you know, resting for a moment in the back of this truck. And next thing I know, it was 6:30 in the morning.
You get all comfy among the carrots.
There were no vegetables in it.
But you knew it was a truck. You knew, yeah, it wasn't your house.
At the time, no. I was pretty shot.
All right, so you fell asleep in the truck thinking it was your house?
Exactly, at the time, yes.
Okay.
It wasn't.
I mean, I fell asleep in the snow once.
Oh,
wow.
I was so damn hot. I was overheating.
Yeah.
I just took my clothes off in my underwear. Just laid down in the snow.
Did you see steam when you hit it?
Yes.
Like a Mighty Dog commercial when, yeah, they brand the meat?
Yep. Wow. I thought, man, this feels good.
Right. For a moment.
Yeah.
And how long were you out there? Did somebody rescue you?
I think it was about a half an hour.
Wow.
Half an hour?
Wild.
Yeah.
Dude, you could have died.
Yeah.
Well, damn it.
Wow. Well. That poor snow. It's like we're just trying to be snow over here.
Even the snowman's like, oh.
Yeah. Became tequila slushy.
Right. Yeah. All right, we have some more drunk and stupid audio. Drunk old guy jumps the curb and face plants the road after ignoring cries not to drink. So this is outside of some, it looks like a golf club or something, right?
Yeah.
In Florida, like,
yeah,
a country club.
Something.
Somewhere.
He's in the golf cart. Clearly hammered, and everyone's telling him not to drive.
Yeah.
And, of course, he starts driving, and then he drives over a flower bed. And you think that that's the worst thing. You know,
think
you
that,
hear the,
yes,
lady freaking out, the flowers!
The flowers! Oh, my God!
Then it gets worse. He drives into, like, a garbage can.
Right. Just goes right across the street.
Didn't Zip!
Even, didn't even make a turn. It's kind of blam!
Yeah.
Blam.
And the second he hits...
He falls right out.
Right on his face. Hat comes off the
and
whole nine
face
yards.
Is like,
yeah, you hear.
I mean, no hands out in front.
No.
Like,
no,
you're making a hamburger patty.
No.
He hit
same
hard.
Sound. Yep, exactly.
He looks like a crash test dummy. Just,
yeah,
falls right out.
Yep.
No control over his body.
Nothing. Just like a limp dummy, like you said.
Yeah.
I know, you're right.
You don't need to be driving. You're
going to
hurt somebody, and then they're going to put you in jail. So I want you to just sit here. No.
Oh. The flowers.
The flowers! Oh my God! Oh! All right, now you need to go
Oh my god.
Yeah.
So someone had a good idea. Just take the key.
Done.
Right. Yeah. The one guy walks over. I like how he does it like gently. It's like he's down on the ground. He's not going to get up anytime soon.
He takes the key and then he raises his hands. Like, okay, I'm just taking the key.
I got the keys.
I'm gonna walk over here.
Yeah.
He steps around the guy laying face first on the floor.
I understand it.
You can't step on him.
I completely understand it.
Help the guy up or something.
Everyone's got phones out. You don't know when that recording started. If it starts, the guy's on the ground and you're like touching him. I don't know.
Yeah.
Nope. I took the key. That's it.
Oh, no. And this guy could have gotten a neck problem or a back problem.
No one knows. Can't do
right.
it.
Right.
Yeah.
Like that one girl sticks her face in the camera towards the end.
It's the best. That's my favorite part.
That's what makes that video.
It's like when the seagull peeks at the traffic camera all of a sudden. It's just like, hello.
Yeah. And that hat came off an impact, boy. It's like, blammo.
Yeah. Oh, well, that guy was out.
Oh, yeah.
He tried to get up.
For a moment, and then
but
back down again.
All we needed
again.
Was like a ref there with a ref shirt.
Right. Yes. Right. Yes.
That's what it looked like. It looked like he was just taken out by Mike Tyson.
He Mills Lane.
Eight, nine, ten.
Take the keys out.
I'm
going to take the keys out.
Oh my God. As much as a dick as he's been, I don't want him to.
He does. As much as a dick as he's been, I don't want him to hurt himself. Right. Too late.
Right. Night.
The flowers.
Can you imagine if he drove out into the middle of the road and you just see a truck?
Beep, beep. Right. Just see a hat spinning.
Gone.
Right, exactly. That's on our Chaz and Nate Facebook page, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
The flowers.
You want to watch the video?
Yeah, you got to see that video.
Yep.
Just that peek at the camera the girl does. It kills me.
That, and she makes a noise.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Right there.
Yeah, she goes.
Yeah, he does.
And she winks.
Yep.
That's a worth a trip to the Chaz and AJ Facebook page to see that video. And then we have Ashley.
Uh-oh.
But you got to make it official, right?
Yeah. This is recorded Monday. So she was sober all weekend, and she decides the day before she goes back to work.
That's a good time to
Very smart decision.
Let's drink a lot. And you were so drunk, your mother decided to record you?
Yep. Unbeknownst to me.
Yep. Yeah, mom always has her phone sitting, like, pointing towards you on the table.
Yeah, what is that, Ma?
Right.
It's called a recording device.
Phil, you took a 10-minute file and brought it down to what?
It was a lot, yeah. So everybody was talking. Basically, what I noticed is they were ignoring Ashley. So Ashley's having, like, her own conversation, and her mom's trying to tell her to stop, and then everybody's like, oh, did you try the pasta salad? Yeah, it's really good. I didn't put any tomatoes in. What's in the pasta salad? Oh, there's olive oil, salt, pepper, and just Ashley's just like, listen to me!
I'm going to play a clip, and let's just go around the room. Phil, you can't play because you're too good at this.
Okay.
But we're going to play What Did Ashley Say?
Oh, I love this game.
All right.
Oh, me? I'm doing the farts. Be sure you're him fart.
Oh, but me. I like the hand fart when I fart.
Is that what she said?
That's what I heard, yeah.
Wait.
Oh, me. I'm doing the farts. Be sure you're him fart.
I'm hearing the word fart twice.
I just put a bunch of question marks across the
right.
I don't know.
No idea what you're saying.
Yeah, you're right. It is fart, isn't it?
Definitely fart.
Twice, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, me. I'm doing the farts. Be sure you're him fart.
Oh, okay.
I think you say me. Man.
I know the last part. You got to hear him fart. I heard you got to hear him fart.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, me. I'm doing the farts. Be sure you're him fart.
So she's knocking on somebody. Dad, fiance.
I think I'm tattling on Eric.
Imaginary person next to you. I have no idea.
You know, it's funny. When you're saying something like this, you think it's coming out perfectly.
Right.
Like
yeah.
You understand exactly what you're saying.
That's me every day here.
Me.
That is true. She was having such a good time. Mama G decided to let the tape roll. What do we got here, Phil?
Oh, this is the beginning of the tape.
What's sauerkraut?
All right, hold on.
What's sauerkraut?
Sauerkraut is gross.
If you have sauerkraut on your hot dog.
Who's at the table?
You're gross.
You?
Me, Chelsea, Andrew, Eric.
Chelsea's your sister.
Yep.
Who doesn't really drink.
Right. Andrew's okay. Her husband, well, who doesn't drink unless she drinks, so he wasn't drinking either.
So at least two sober people watching this.
Right.
Yes.
Thinking, oh, wow.
And sauerkraut is gross on a hot dog.
Eric.
He's not drinking, or maybe a couple.
A couple.
Couple.
I'd be drinking.
Mama G, Papa G.
If I didn't deal with this crap.
Mama G not drinking.
I'd be blowing on my socks.
So you have basically four sober people at the table and you.
And grandma.
Yeah, grandma was sober.
Five.
Grandma's on heroin. Hang on a second. I got to shoot up in the bathroom.
She did call me last night to tell me she had a very nice time. So
all
maybe
right,
she
doesn't
did.
Remember.
Notice. Exactly right. Right. She forgot all about it.
You Everybody the, sits you... down to eat, and Ashley's just like,
yeah.
This Jay got so much better.
This Jay got so much
this
better.
This Jay got so much better.
She's talking with food in her mouth the whole tape.
I had a funny
the whole
yeah.
time.
I had a feeling, yes.
I think once I got drunk, I thought the day was great.
This day got so much better.
What was that?
My sister's dog's name is Roma, so that's my dad drunk trying to play with her at the table.
What does he say?
Little Roma.
Like daddy, like daughter.
This day got so much better.
Okay, obviously mom's driving home.
Oh, yes.
All right. Oh, this is great.
Apparently, there's more than one pickle there.
I love you. I love you too. But I love you so much.
Oh, no.
Stop.
I hate those kind of drunks.
Oh.
Mushy, mushy, I love you.
I get very lovey.
I love you.
Yeah, AJ, you're that drunk.
Yeah, I know. That's why I stay away from you guys when I drink now. I don't want to be a tape.
I love you so much.
No, but you know what this reminds me of?
What?
This is like you're at a wedding, and the three-year-old, everything she does is cute.
Yes.
I love you so much. And everyone goes, aw.
I didn't
and
get
then
any
she does it like 80 more times. It's like, all right, it's not cute anymore.
Then you're thinking, how can it look like an accident?
Oh, look, she doesn't drink that. Boyfriend in Memphis.
What?
Now singing with her mouth full.
Right. Mommy in Memphis.
Mark Cohen, walking in Memphis.
Yeah, who?
That's actually how you were.
That laugh is almost an attack gun.
By the way, he says, by the way, he says, thank you for still listening.
Hold on. Let me shoot laughs at him.
It's like a bad laugh track.
Yeah.
Oh, like when the Joker at the end of the first Batman?
Yeah.
So much.
I just picture food getting shot out of my mouth.
Oh, you know what it is. If it's orzo salad, everybody's in the forehead.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone feels like they're at a Gallagher concert.
Right.
What's my fault?
I know, I was like...
I love you too, Ashley. Like, Ashley, eat some food and absorb the alcohol.
I don't have to drink that.
Ashley?
It's funny. She's got food in her mouth.
Hasn't swallowed it yet.
Chew and swallow. How about that? Let's just chew and swallow.
She's spraying it all over the table.
Mom's saying, absorb the alcohol in your stomach.
Yeah, and did you hear what she was fighting with her about?
Eat some food and absorb the alcohol.
I have to drink that.
I have to drink it.
No, you don't.
Eating is very difficult when you're drunk. It becomes a much more difficult than usual.
There's a t-shirt.
It becomes a much more,
difficult than usual.
Right.
It is.
Yeah, well, first you have to find your mouth.
Yeah.
Absorb the alcohol. Ashley, I am not cleaning anything up if you throw up.
Rain.
Yeah.
Yes, you will.
No,
you're my
I'm
mommy
not cleaning
and you
anything
love
up.
Me.
Oh, my God. How old are you? Yes, jokes, you're my mom.
You're my mommy.
Yes.
You're my
mommy. And you love me.
Wow.
Do. Ashley, stop playing the piano.
My dad thinks I'm funny.
Well, your dad's hammered, too.
That's
true.
Right. Your dad's best audience is a dog.
Right.
Your best audience is you.
I got to take my sweater off.
Even the dog's like, leave me alone.
Yeah, I know. I'm hiding.
Oh, my God.
That's what she was doing under the table.
You know how I'd love to talk to, because he's just, you know, he was dragged into this family. It's Chelsea's husband.
Oh, Andrew.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Right.
I'd love to get his take on this.
Well, the first time I met him, may have had a couple of drinks.
Oh, wow. Wow, shocker.
He wasn't scared away, so.
All right, that's good.
Or too scared to leave.
Do you see her less than you used to?
Yes.
Okay. Then.
Wonder why.
Yeah, yep. We've had enough.
Now we know why she really got the pool table. It's in no danger of being broken.
Exactly. Or being slept on.
Don't let your crazy sister over here.
How long have they been together?
They knew each other since high school.
Oh, okay.
But they dated other people, came back together, ignited the flame.
Oh, okay. So they dated.
What, did you breathe on it?
Stop playing the piano and eat. What? I'm so much happier.
Stop playing the piano and eat.
At the end of the song, she was like,
"Oh,
singing."
Oh.
Yeah.
So there was no real piano there.
No, the keyboard's on the table, the fake keyboards.
That's you playing piano. Do, 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 do.
I guess
do, 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 do.
Again, how old are you?
That's a good song, AJ.
What do you have to do in the bathroom?
Do, 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 do.
What's the food taste like?
Do, 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 do.
What are you going to feel like in the morning?
Do, 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 do.
And your breath in the morning?
Do, 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 do.
When you can feel every taste but on your tongue, that's bad.
Yeah. Ugh, there's just no moisture in there.
I'm so much happier now than I was before.
Hey, look who's here.
Is that your grandmother's grandma?
Yeah.
Oh.
She just woke up. She's like, everyone's here.
Look who's here.
Look who's here.
Right.
When did you guys get here?
Or she's seeing someone we can't.
Grandma, you're came at my
here.
House.
Right. What's your Uncle Ned doing here? He's been gone for 20 years. Wrong spirits, Grandma.
This is a perfect example here of how Ashley, no one was listening to her, but she also was not listening to anybody else. Right? So Grandma's speaking.
Just like on the show.
She's right. Like, hey, I'm going to start speaking. Here comes Ashley.
I'm so much happier now than I was before.
Oh, hey, look who's here.
I peed my pants.
You peed your pants?
Yeah, whatever, Grandma. I'm in the middle of something here.
You know, just because you're drinking out of bottles.
Stuff I'm doing over here.
I got real problems.
I'm peeing my pants over here, Grandma. Right.
Grandma,
I have a problem.
Grandma's like,
I laugh too much.
Grandma's like me too. Give a reason though.
So wait, Grandma was there the whole time?
Yes.
The whole time?
Yes. At the end of the table.
Hey, look who's here.
I peed my pants.
She meant the tray of burgers.
Who was she talking about? Did someone just walk in the room?
I think she was talking about the dog, because the dog was begging at her for food.
Right. Oh.
No, the dog, was saying, take me with you.
Yeah. Please get me out of here.
Help me, help
Let's
me. I can do tricks. No, 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 no. I'll get your slippers. Anything you can't reach down below, I'll get for you. Just get me out of here.
Ah, she has such a cute voice, too.
Right.
Sounds just so grandmotherly.
Exactly. Hey, look who's here.
Oh, she sounds like she should be on a show somewhere. Making cookies.
Right.
Oh, look who's here. It's Ashley. Ashley, what's that coming out of your mouth?
Food. Food and spittle.
Blah, 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 blah. Ashley, why are you sleeping on the floor?
Do, 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 do.
What is that you're trying to say, honey?
I found you on the lawn earlier laying down. Taking a nap for your sound.
Do, do, do.
A little bottle of something called Firebrand?
How old is she?
98.
Go, Grandma.
Go, Grandma.
And she can speak better than you.
It's true.
It's true.
Not even close. Actually.
Thanks, Belle.
Did she drive herself over?
Now here in
traffic.
No. Now here in traffic is Grandma.
She's legally blind. You do not want her behind a wheel.
Oh yeah, well, that's going to help around here.
All right.
Because Andrew is so funny. That's why.
She peed her pants because Andrew is funny?
Yeah.
Andrew's Chelsea's husband?
Yes. No one was asking. They're at the dinner table. No one wants to have this conversation. So there's a conversation happening behind her, and she just keeps shouting about it.
You sound like Arthur.
I was going around the table kissing everybody, one person at a time.
COVID.
And
right.
I got to Andrew, and he put both hands up and said, "Oh no, I'm married." And I beat my
You thought that was funny. Oh, that's great.
No, he's just going to do it again, just thinking about it.
I know. Yeah. He's on the verge. Watch out.
I think she's realizing now he wasn't being funny.
No.
Like, oh, no. Just,
he meant
I'll say whatever. Just stay away from that.
Yeah, your cheeks are all red. Why don't you have something to eat?
This was a good situation.
Yeah, was
this
good
is a judge.
Good situation.
Good situation.
Her cheeks are all red. it's like your mom's like you're 2 years old all over again.
Yeah.
The watermelon goes in your mouth, not on your face.
Oh, I was putting it in the wrong place.
Yeah, it was a good situation. What's happening? What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you
talking about?
Who burped? Was that Grandma or you?
Probably me.
That was okay. Definitely Ashley.
Just checking. Nice. Nice.
I'm less ladylike when I'm drunk, apparently.
Couldn't tell.
All these bodily functions, urine, burps.
Oh, please tell me that's the end of it.
Nope.
No. Oh, no. There's no pull my finger moment, is there?
Mom! Let it run.
No, oh my God.
Mom! Yep. Because Phil's going to have to edit it.
Yes, he will.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
So I found the phone recording on the table, like behind the relish.
I'm assuming that was the word edit.
And yes, and I called her out, and I saw she was letting it run, and I was saying, Phil has to edit it.
You said, edit it.
All right.
Mom's cheating. You guys, Mom's cheating.
Just like being ignored.
Stop! You're messing up my tomato.
Tomato? Yeah, say it, tomato. Say it, mama. Mama. Come on, tomato. Say it, mama.
Yeah, say
it. Mama. What were you guys having?
I don't know. Burgers, hot dogs.
Just doesn't curious. Even know.
Yeah.
Just curious what tomato was going
on. Memorial Day stuff.
Right.
Well, she's like the food grinder. Goes into her mouth and she spits it all over the table.
Exactly, right. What's the tableware? Yeah. Her food, yes.
Ashley, take another napkin for crying out loud.
She's been a saint, by the way.
She has
been trying to keep you together.
But you know, Mom's ready for a backhand punch pretty soon.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Ma, you have to finish your seltzer.
Okay.
No, now. Stop talking with food in your mouth. You're spitting it all over the table.
No, I'm not.
Yes,
no,
you are.
Don't lie.
And you are, as you're saying, no, I'm not.
Right.
No, I'm not. Right.
So, my mom doesn't drink, so I poured her a spiked seltzer, and I'm trying to get her drunk with me, and she's not drinking it. Yeah.
Oh, this mom, is a good day, you guys. Babe, I love you. Babe, we're going to be married in like a couple months. Will you eat your
14.
Food?
Not that he's counting.
Yeah, really.
14.
I'm out of here in 13.
Let's talk about the movies that are turning 25 this year.
Someone's having a birthday.
Well, I guess we're halfway through the year, so they are 25.
Yes, they are. Right. Yeah. Right.
Joe Myers, Movie Guys on. Hey, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I can't believe that 1996 was 25 years ago. Time flies.
Yes, it does.
Do you have a top five movies from 1996 you'd like to bring us through?
Yeah. I must say, it wasn't the greatest year of the 90s. I think 99 had more good movies, but here we go. I had first Dead Man Walking. That was the movie Susan Sarandon won the Oscar for. Directed
that was
by,
Sean Penn.
That was Sean Penn. It was directed, excuse me, by Tim Robbins, you know, about the death penalty. And
yeah.
Sarandon played a nun who was sort of counseling people on death row, and she forms this bond with Sean Penn. It has an incredibly powerful finale where she's one of the witnesses to his execution. I mean, really strong stuff.
That's where Sane came from also. Dead Man Walking.
Hmm.
Yeah,
it's based on a true story, isn't it?
He yelled at weddings.
It is. She played a nun named Helen Prejean, who you know, based on her life's work in prison. So, yeah, it was a true story. And Sarandon had been nominated several times. That finally got her the gold.
Nice.
It doesn't sound like a movie for me.
Yeah, no.
Sounds kind of heavy.
And very heavy. Extremely heavy.
There's no getting around it. It's very heavy.
Right.
It's no laughing
it's
scene. Like, wow, that was hysterical.
No comedy.
Right.
No comedy.
The lunch scene.
No.
Oh, my God.
They're throwing the food around.
That was so funny. Woo!
Yeah. No.
The electric chair didn't work.
Was it an electric chair?
I think it was Lethal Injection.
Whatever.
It was Lethal Injection, yeah.
I think I saw this movie.
It was a placebo. Yeah.
I never see these kinds of movies. Must have been for school.
It was on cable. There was a period where it was on cable a lot.
Drunk?
You know, since she won the Oscar, they did show it a lot back then.
Yeah.
You saw it.
She has like eyes like a chihuahua. I can't look at her.
Oh, Ashley or Susan Sarandon?
No, Sarandon. Sarandon. Yeah. Well,
like Betty,
we're
going to
mention it. No, she's got like a lops-ops thing going on.
It has to be a tough movie to do because there's not a lot of different sets.
Seriously, it's inside prison.
No.
Inside prison.
And right. It was Robin's first time as a director, and he was nominated for an Oscar. It was up for Best Picture. You know, it got a lot of attention that year.
Wasn't he in Shawshank Redemption also?
He loves his prison movies.
Yeah, what's up with that? Stay out of prison. Anything happy?
All right, so Dead Man Walking.
Right.
Yeah.
I haven't seen
it. Okay, number two.
Same here.
Number two, I have a comedy that Ashley and I agreed was one of the best of that decade.
Ever made.
Birdcage. The Birdcage.
That was okay.
Nathan Lane, Robin Williams.
How can you say that was okay?
Hank Azaria as the housekeeper guy.
Agador Spartacus.
Whatever his name was. Yeah, he was good. I saw it once.
The whole
one time.
Movie was great. Everybody was great.
Yes.
Yeah, it is hysterical.
Hank Azaria did a great job.
Scene after scene. And then you got to see Gene Hackman in a dress.
Yeah, that part I was trying to forget. Thank you.
Nathan Lane, Robin Williams.
Yes, I know the names.
But
it was great.
Phenomenal.
I don't think you've seen it.
I saw it.
I don't think you have.
I rented it, yeah. At one point, Nathan Lane's posing as Robin Williams' wife, dressed as a woman. Yep, I saw
it. Sort of like Barbara Bush. She looks sort of like Barbara Bush.
When they're rushing to refill the soup.
I remember Hank Azaria also like tripping or something like that.
Because he wears shoes.
I saw the movie. I didn't see the movie. I did see it.
Did you just see the end?
I rented that POS.
POS?
Get out of
you
town.
You did not see that movie. AJ, I know your taste in comedy. You would love this movie.
I rented it because I wanted to see it.
You would not call
the
POS. You didn't see it.
I really didn't dig it.
Okay.
You didn't see it.
I did see it.
You didn't see it.
I did see it.
Prove it.
I'm telling you about the movie already.
Get some trivia.
Telling you about the movie already.
Wow. Get the Birdcage trivia questions out.
Gene Hackman was the father. I remember that. I saw it many years ago. I did see the movie.
All right, what is The Birdcage?
I don't remember.
Oh my God.
I did see the movie.
That's
what the bird.
Pitch was that?
Pitch I like, AJ.
Jesus Christ.
No one has seen that movie and thought it was okay or call it a piece.
It's been so many people. I just called that because somebody's jumping on me thinking I didn't see the movie. That's why I got mad.
Phil, do you have another question?
I did see the movie.
I'll look some stuff up here.
I don't know what The Birdcage is.
Well, I have one. I mean, this is kind of a tough one. Who played Gene Hackman's wife?
I remember she kept fainting a lot.
Yeah.
I don't recall the actress.
Yeah.
You didn't see the movie.
Diane Weist. It was Diane Weist.
Okay, I wouldn't know the name anyway. So
Weist.
That was a tough one.
It was a Weist, right? Yeah. No, it had funny moments. Like I said, Hank Azaria as the housekeeper was the best part. I thought he was just funny. I remember one point where somebody like ripped something off him. He's like, oh! Like screamed.
That's all you remember.
Yeah. Him going, oh! All right. Because it was funny.
The whole movie's hysterical.
I haven't seen it so long. I didn't mean to call it POS. I just haven't. It's been a long time. I saw it one time around the year it came out. I rented it from Blockbuster. Give you an idea how long ago that was.
Yeah.
That was 1997.
Right. 97.
Yeah.
It came out in 96. So.
Right. Around 97.
Yeah.
Why does the sun come home?
because he's getting married and he, she has to meet his parents. So that's why Nathan Lane is posing as the mother as opposed to, you know, they don't want anybody to know that they're a couple.
All right.
Yeah, I think you saw it.
Thank you.
I don't.
And the son is very straight-laced and kind of embarrassed. Wasn't Matthew Modine the son?
No.
No.
I'm trying to remember.
They were back. I'm right.
I'm trying to think of
the Dan Futterman.
Who?
That's right. Yeah. And Calista Flockhart played the fiancé. Yeah.
Right.
Barbie Ra.
Barbie Ra?
That was a joke. You would have gotten it if you saw the movie.
I did see the movie.
He didn't see the movie. You did not see The Birdcage.
Yes, I did.
It's okay. You could just say you didn't see it.
I'm not going to because I saw it.
Just fell asleep for 77% of it.
Exactly.
I think you saw a trailer.
Yeah.
No,
I think you saw a commercial of it.
Yeah, no, you guys can think all you like.
I'll bet
I
you that
it.
One scene that you're saying, you keep saying, Hank Azaria was hysterical.
That's the
I
end.
Bet you that one scene was in the movie. Mm-hmm. Commercial, the trailer.
Mm-hmm. No.
Mm-hmm. Phil, do you have any questions for him?
Everything that I keep looking up is like trivia about making the movie. So Hank Azaria allegedly based his character on who?
Robin Williams own like a gay bar or something like that, or some kind of cabaret or something like that?
It was called the Birdcage.
Relax, people. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It was one of his best. Like, he is so good as an actor, so underrated. He was so great in that.
Nathan Lane is severely underrated. Nathan,
so great.
Nathan
so
Lane.
The whole movie.
Nathan Lane's a great actor. Yes. I do like his work. Yeah.
It really made him a film star after making it on Broadway for several years before that. But it really put him across to a big audience.
All right, so we got two movies AJ hasn't seen. All right, so Dead Man Walking and The Birdcage. Phil, you saw The Birdcage. Ashley, you saw...
Absolutely.
So three of us saw it. So.
Hank Azaria allegedly based the character he plays on his grandmother.
That's fantastic.
His grandmother. Wow.
I love the dinner scene with the bowls. I was talking about the bowls because they have like this strange etching on the bottom, so they're trying to keep it full of soup. But there's this the back and forth of Robin Williams like coming out and like playing host to this family and then running into the kitchen and shouting at Hank Azaria for not having a meal made was one of my favorite scenes. And I just realized that the fall in the kitchen that he's got is not scripted. He completely wipes out. He steps on shrimp. He falls.
Wow.
And you just hear the pot clatter and hit the kitchen. He's completely off camera. And then you just hear, it's fine. It's okay. And then he gets up and Hank Azaria is cracking up. He's looking at him laughing. And he goes, shut up. And then he starts yelling at him again.
Love Robin Williams.
Hey, man, use it.
I never caught that was just a total happenstance that they're just like, it's too funny. We got to leave it in the
just
movie.
Leave it in.
That happens in movies a lot. It really does.
It was just so seamless.
So 1996, Joe's top five movies, Dead Man Walking, The Birdcage, Swingers.
Swingers. That was the movie that really launched Vince Vaughn and Jon Favreau. You know, they were sort of young singles in the L.A. comedy scene. Also had Heather Graham. I think that was one of her early films. She went on to do a bunch of stuff after that.
I don't think I saw that movie.
Someone gave it to me. I never watched it.
Oh, boy. But no, it's a fun movie.
It's on DVD.
Joe knows.
I just never got to it.
It's on your list?
Check it out. Check it out. No,
I got to find it first. Send it somewhere.
Is this one of those movies that they would get in trouble for now?
Right.
Well, you know, it's funny. I think the Hank Azaria character in Birdcage might not fly now. Here you have a straight guy playing a gay Cuban. You know, I think that would not.
Well, he's apologized for everything so far in The Simpsons. So
exactly, he did that voice work too. I mean, you never know. Times have changed so much since then. Swingers, I'm not so sure because they're just kind of goofy guys looking for women in L.A. And Favreau is trying to make it as a stand-up. And it's funny. And Vaughn had a lot of sort of catchphrases like money and stuff that briefly people, you know, spread around. But it was important for their careers, for sure, because Vaughn went on to star in a whole ton of movies after that. And Jon Favreau now is a major director. He crossed over to directing with Iron Man, and he's part of that whole Marvel team. Yeah, so he's done very, very well.
How much do you make for directing in Iron Man?
The first one?
And no, you don't make the money on the first one.
No way.
Once you prove yourself.
Can you look
though.
It up? I'm just curious. What's the next one on your list here,
Joe? Oh, okay. The next one was a big indie hit that year, Trainspotting, a movie with Ewan McGregor.
Great movie. It's
really
disturbing.
Good movie.
It's so good, though.
AJ?
Black comedy.
I know of it, never saw it.
Yeah.
It doesn't grip me, Trainspotting. Yay. Look, there's a train.
It doesn't grip you.
No, it doesn't. It has to capture me. Trainspotting does not get me.
Does not capture your imagination.
I see trains all the time. I'm making a movie about it.
Just by the title, it has to grip you.
Yes, it does.
It's got nothing to do with trains. I'm just going to tell you right now.
Well, see, they should have said that. It's just a Trainspotting, not really. Then it would have got me. We're like, well,
what does it mean?
Yeah, Trainspotting.
Well, that's a thing in England where, because the rail system there has always been so big, there actually are like older guys that do that. They sort of write down. It's like people who, you know, are into aviation or whatever. But in England, they're into trains, and there are people called train spotters. But the movie's really about these young guys who are dealing in drugs and all kinds of.
Here's the trailer. Oh wow, Miramax.
Choose life.
Yep.
Choose a job. Choose a career. Choose a family. Choose a big television.
You're a quiet, sensitive type. A little bit crazy, a little bit bad.
Choose washing machines, cars, compact displays, and dental insurance.
Is this music playing the whole time? Because it's
annoying.
No, not in the movie. Crazy.
Oh, like
22 seconds.
Thank you. To techno.
Yeah, it's very 90s.
Only to get my foot in the door.
What exactly attracts you to the leisure industry?
In a word, pleasure. Like, my pleasure and other people's leisure.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Yeah, the music is tough.
Telly.
They didn't put a lot of thought into trailers at this point.
No.
It's not indicative of the movie at all.
Pretty obvious.
No, it isn't. That does not. And the guy who directed it, Danny Boyle, went on to win the Oscar for Slumdog Millionaire a few years later.
Wow. Yeah,
he became
like
kind
movie.
Of a major,
right, so better. Yeah.
Major director. Yeah.
Did you look movie. In it.
Phil, did you find out how much?
I can find out he made for Iron Man 2. I can't find anything for Iron Man.
But no, Iron Man 2, you'd want to know.
$12 million.
He made.
Ooh, wow.
Yep.
Nice.
You know, when a movie makes like $400 million, it doesn't seem like a lot to make 12, right?
That's true,
Iron Man 2 made $623.9 million.
Yeah, but does he get residuals?
And he gets 12.
Does he get residuals
after
that?
Yeah, the question, that might have been his salary. He might have had a deal for points in it. He may have made another $20 or $30 million for all we know.
Under the table, you know what I'm saying?
Under the table.
Under the table. Hey, give me it.
Wow.
Yeah, Trainspotting has some of the most disturbing drug sequences I've ever seen in a movie.
It does.
There's one scene where he drops what he wants to take into a public restroom toilet dives in head first. And the whole scene is probably like 13 seconds long, like drop, go get it. They stretch it out to like 6 minutes.
That was any weekend in the 1980s. God damn it, I dropped it.
The water's clean.
Right. No one's clean here.
Is the water clean?
I'm going for it. Yep.
Nope. Nothing. Nope. Nothing is clean.
That's hardcore.
He's not clean.
The whole movie is movie is covered in grunge.
That's hardcore.
I'll watch The Birdcage.
Yeah. All right. I've only seen one of these movies, Birdcage.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I got work to do.
You
got to get right on it. It's been 25 years.
You want to borrow Swingers if I find it?
And what is the number one or five movie on your list?
Number five, I went with the Best Picture Oscar winner that year, The English Patient, which I liked a lot. I know a lot of people who didn't, and they even made a joke out of it on Seinfeld.
Oh, that was
all the
so
characters.
Great. Elaine, just die!
Yeah, they made fun of it.
He's for God's sake, just die!
Who did she want to die? The English patient?
The person,
Yes,
just yelling at the screen.
Burned.
Does he die at the end?
Yes.
She's with her boss, Jay Peterman, in the audience. She's like, oh, my God, just die. Yeah.
But so does he die?
It's a big war epic.
Because it looks like the plane crashes. He's in a plane and it crashed. They find him. He's all burnt up and everything. Yeah. He's in the hospital.
So crisp. Yeah. And Juliette Binoche is taking care of him.
Yeah. Did you say burnt to a crisp?
Right.
Like bacon.
I did.
Then she said Binoche.
Yeah. Oh, he's horrendously burned. Yeah. Wait, that's yeah. Binoche. He's horrendously
burned. And then she's like, why are you, he's like, why are you trying to save me? And she says, because I'm a nurse.
Oh, well, that's a job. That's a job.
All right.
It's how I get paid.
Yeah.
But then does he die? Or that's.
He does.
Yeah, but at this point, you can see the end.
it's been 25 years.
Anybody wanted to see it, saw it already.
But there's a lot more to there are flashbacks where he's, you know, this handsome guy romancing this woman.
And that's epic. I thought she nursed him back to health, and then he's fine.
Yeah.
He never gets better.
I know the women like the movie.
The nurse falls in love with him?
Well, she has all kinds of feelings about him, you know, and she has her own adventures.
William
DeVoe
is in there, and she's
and there's a guy diffusing.
Devo-
diffusing unexploded bombs. There's some great suspense where they're doing that. This Indian guy is trying to, you know, defuse these bombs that they find. It's a good movie.
Step one, cut the red wire.
I pass on that one.
Yeah, I'm good.
It's a very Kevorkian kind of vibe.
Again, can I tell you what I was watching in 1996?
Yes, what do you got?
Twister,
yep.
Mission Impossible,
right.
Independence Day.
That movie, oh.
I thought Independence Day was the greatest movie ever made.
Oh, yeah. At the time?
I didn't even realize that speech was so hokey. I needed to get like 5 years away from it to realize, oh, that's bad.
I
thought it was such a great moment. I'm like, yeah, America!
You know what movie was really good in 96 that I didn't mention and that's such a deep movie for me? Primal Fear.
Ooh.
Was a great movie.
Not what I
That had. Was a good movie. Edward Norton got the Oscar nomination for that. Mm.
That movie
thriller.
Had such a twist at the end. Blew me away.
Absolutely. Mm.
Blew me
away.
Richard Gere, great acting role.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. We may have to do a part two on this one, Joe.
Okay.
I saw something. Woo!
Are you just going to watch The Birdcage between now and then?
Yeah, exactly.
He should.
I want that car chase scene. I want to watch that again.
All right, Joe, thank you. We're linked up to all things Joe Myers at WPLR.com and 95.9thefox.com.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you. School evacuated because...
A bobcat! Official bobcat bell!
A bobcat!
Who's ringing that bell?
A bobcat! Garamio! I just dropped it! Bobcat!
I can't hear or see. Sometimes I see him around the house. Every time I see one.
A bobcat!
A bobcat!
Hey, hon, look out the window. It's a... Bobcat!
And she's like, all right, take medication.
All right. Relax. Yeah. Bobcat.
That's a stain on the window.
Pennsylvania High School was evacuated because of what was thought to be...
A bobcat!
Roaming the halls.
Wow. See?
Can you imagine?
They have a hall pass?
It turns out it was a house cat.
Oh my God.
A house cat! How stupid are you?
Those are different.
That you can't
Hold on,
tell
we're not
a house cat.
Enjoying the moment here. Hold on. All right.
It's a house cat!
A house cat! Look out for the house cat!
To be fair, his name was Bob.
It's Bob the house cat!
It's a bobcat!
He bobbed his head at me!
A house cat!
It's a house cat!
Name's a house cat!
Name Bob! Anybody else's throat starting to hurt now?
Yes.
I'm like,
why didn't we ever get that bobcat guy on, right?
Seriously!
His name was Happy! We gotta talk to him.
His name was Happy?
Yeah. Oh.
You don't remember that?
I remember having dinner last night.
You actually thought you saw the birdcage, too.
Exactly right. Apparently.
He's hallucinating.
I remember when it snowed last week. Yeah.
Bobcat! So it was a house cat!
Yeah, that's pretty
How
stupid.
Annoying have we become?
Yes, we have.
We're amusing ourselves, though, it counts for something.
I know. Yeah. As long as we have ourselves, we're good.
So it was a house cat. The cat has been returned to its owner. Here's the superintendent in animal control talking about what happened.
I don't think anyone would have predicted this, of course, but again, our staff and students did a wonderful job not reacting, just making sure that they quietly got out of the building, and now we will let the professionals do their job.
Looks, I mean, identical. The colors of a bobcat, okay. Missing a tail. So err on the side of caution. You know, we want to make sure all the students are safe and the staff are safe.
You're idiots. You know how you get this cat out? You go.
That's how you do it. Jingly ball.
Exactly right. You throw a busy ball down the hallway to go tear ass in after it. Get a laser pointer and point out the door. Right out there. No, it's a bobcat. No, it's a house cat.
Idiot. So you think they're idiots?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so obvious between a bobcat and a house cat.
Really? The no tail and the color would make me think. Yeah. They come in all sizes.
But they have those ears that kind of tall to have the stuff sticking out of it, like antenna.
The pointy ears.
Exactly. But they have like little, like almost like little marijuana leaves on top of it. Exactly right. That's how you describe it. Exactly. Right. That's how bobcats have different
their
ears
than
house cats.
Their ears are tall with the things coming out.
Yeah, like they're like the little fuzz thing coming off the top. Almost like your uncle has the hair coming out of their ears.
Uncle?
Right.
You mean me.
Almost like afternoon drive over here. But yeah. Exactly. Like that type of, like the hair. You can tell the difference. Why do I feel like I was looking like a nut? Again.
Well, they got like the sideburns look.
Yes,
that's what
thank
I look
you.
For.
Yes,
the not
sideburns.
The ears.
Really? That's what I'm trying to say, sideburns.
The ears are pointy and the cheeks are furry.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, they got like the mutton chop look going. Yeah.
That's the word I was looking
like
for.
Like the aunt that wants you to give her a kiss around Christmas. No, I don't want to. You have a fuzzy face.
I don't know what happens.
It happens to everybody, AJ.
Oh, my God.
Ah, the mutton chop.
Yeah, once they get past 50. Hey, now, nice beard, Grandma.
If I see a cat with no tail in the same coloring running down a hallway, I'm not going to say... Hold on, I want to see its mutton chops before I make a determination.
Oh.
I'd be like, I'm out of here.
They also have really large paws, the bobcat.
No, that's too tiny. A house cat is way smaller than a bobcat.
Okay, so that was my first thought. I was like, the bobcat has to outweigh this thing by like 30, 40 pounds.
Easily.
100 pounds?
They max out at like 20, 25 pounds.
Really?
So if it's a smaller
bobcat,
the
dancing they
do. Can easily confuse it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just thinking Pennsylvania, probably has some like lead in the water. Yep, living here in Allentown. And we can't tell if there's a bobcat and a house cat.
Oh, yeah, this cat. Yeah, they're stupid.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I just looked at it. I was like, yeah, that's a cat.
It's literally a house cat.
You're running away from Tibbles.
Yeah. It's a house cat.
House cat. You're an idiot.
Yeah, this is okay. Yep.
Dumbass news appropriate.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.